Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Good morning, I'm Mike Dover back with you, and right now we have 32 degrees up in Cloudcroft and Rio Doso. I've got 40 degrees here at the studio. Joining me in the studio right now for her monthly visit, it's always a pleasure to have her in, Brenda Dorsey with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Mike, and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too, and I tell you what, new year and, a new opportunity for a lot of folks to get involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Absolutely. And interestingly, we are always looking for the same thing, Mike. Uh-huh. I can put a little different spin on it every time, but we're always looking for the same thing. We're looking for adult volunteers that are willing to give 1 hour a week to help out in our site-based program at schools. We're looking for adult volunteers that would be interested in investing 4 to 6 hours a month to help a community-based little. And we're always recruiting for kids because part of our program is about matching people with like interests. So if we don't have a very big pool, it's pretty hard to try to match people with like interests. So right now, our pool is getting a little bit low. And so now, saying that, our match numbers are getting really big.
Yeah.
So we're definitely moving and growing, but we're ready for a new pool. So if you're out there and you have an hour to give a week, and I say an hour, but you know what? If you had 45 minutes to give a week, it works. Okay? So if you have time to give, we'd love to have you help out with the school-based program. I still have, every time I talk on the radio, Mike, I end up getting a couple more people that are willing to help those middle school kids. But
that's
I still
good.
Have about three or four that are ready to be matched. They've been ready since August. So again, I hate that. I hate it when we have littles on our waiting list because the message that they get, not from us, but just in their heads, is that no one wants them.
Yeah.
And that age group is hard, but they are an age group we have to help.
And what is that age group again?
Usually they're 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. So typically they're 11, 12, 13.
Right.
And, you know, part of our interview process is asking the adult, you know, what age groups they want to work with, what grade levels they want to work with. And the follow-up question is, what age levels and grade levels do you not want to work with?
Right.
And we have a ton that tell us they don't want to work with middle schoolers.
Yeah.
But I know there are people out there that do want to work with middle schoolers. And we have a awesome principal. We probably have a lot of them, but we have an awesome principal over at Mountain View Middle School. Her name is Danielle Kuzmak, and she is so willing to open up her time at the schools. I mean, sometimes you have schools that are very strict that will say, well, yeah, we'll take bigs. We'd love to have them, but they can only come from 10:30 to 11:30 on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Right.
So that's really hard to serve a school if they're that rigid. But Ms. Kuzmak over at Mountain View has told us, you make it work with your big, we'll make it work with the school. You guys are important to us, and we see the value in your program. And so, I honestly cannot say there's a better volunteer opportunity for a big than to be able to, pretty much whenever you're available, they're going to let you come in.
Yeah.
So that's still a need for us.
What are some of the concerns that people have working with somebody that's 11, 12, and 13 years old?
I think that the people typically that say they don't want to work with that age level, age group, I think that they think they're going to have too many problems, they're going to be disrespectful, they're going to be rude, and that can happen.
Yeah.
All of those things can happen.
But that can happen with 4th, 5th, and 6th graders as well.
It
all depends on the parent upbringing.
It sure can. And I will tell you that we are one of the things that Big Brothers Big Sisters offers is ongoing match support. And I don't think that we've talked a lot about that, but what we do is we have trained personnel that they all have degrees, and they are trained to be able to support the match. And so within 2 weeks of you being matched, that personnel is with you to help you to find out, is it going okay? Do you have any problems? Is there anything coming up that you're uncomfortable with? Is there anything you need some more support with? And then every month thereafter, for the first year of the match, they do the same thing with the big, with the little, and with the guardian. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is constantly, that match is supported. So let's say you do get matched and the kid is rude and you're like, wow, this isn't the experience that I had signed up for. Then we intervene and we can help that come along. We can find out, you know, we can talk with the kid. We can talk with the principal. We can try to find some interests that that kid might have that we maybe didn't tap into. Because some of these kids are just, what I'm finding when I look at the interviews that we've done on the middle school kids, the one thing about them that they all think that nobody really cares about them. That's that age group that's kind of that developmental stage that no one likes us, no one cares about us. So honestly, the ones that I have matched are having really great experiences. And they said, you know what? They're not needy. They're not rude. They're not disrespectful. They're very happy to have us come. And basically their need is that they want you to be there to listen to them and to support them if they need, you know, just a listening ear.
Yeah.
And so it's not really what people think it is. So we need those. We need those mentors that, you know, will call us and say, hey, you know what? I'd be interested in doing one of those middle school kids. What do you have left? I honestly think we have two girls and two boys. I didn't check it yesterday, but I think we have two girls and two boys left. We may have three girls and one boy, but it's that kind of a configuration. We have boys and girls left. I do know that.
Well, you know, with today's kids, with so many kids in sports and everything, even girls and stuff, there's an interest right there that can be worked out. But I would say, and just have you kind of take us through this a little bit, what's a first meeting like between a big and a little? To me, it would seem like the big would come in, sit down with him, introduce himself, what's your name, what are your interests, what do you like to do, you know, and that can really just open up a big realm of understanding there so that they can work on those interests and stuff.
Right. Well, one thing we do even prior to that, Mike, is when we get ready to make a match, we call the big and we tell them about the little. We tell them what kind of little it is, what their concerns are, what kind of things they like to do. And we ask the big, are you willing to have this little? So even before they say yes and they get on that first meet, they have already agreed that based on us letting them know everything we know about the little, that they want that little. Then we go to the match meet with them and we do the paperwork at the time of the match meeting. We also take them a little booklet that has all an introductory packet of get to know you type activities. So we have a page that both the big and the little can fill out that talks about favorite foods, favorite places to go, favorite things to do. So even if they're like, I wouldn't even know what to say to them. Okay, we've predicted that.
Yeah.
We have it set up for you.
Right.
So all you both can do is open your little packet and you can start working through the packet. And it's interesting because I cannot tell you how many unfinished packets we have.
Yeah.
Because they only need it for the first couple of meets.
Yeah.
Then after that, they don't need our support on that at all. But we make sure that we have that for them. And we have them some word searches and we have them Sudokus. And I mean, you know, we put in that little booklet all kinds of things that they can work on together as they're talking and getting to know each other. And lots of times they'll get to page one, which is kind of the intro sheet, and they'll half fill it out, and then they're off doing the things that they now feel comfortable doing with their little.
Sure.
And so, but we do provide that for them, and that's been a need that came up when we first matched our high school bigs. They were like, you know what, that first meet is so darn uncomfortable. And that's when they were doing it virtually. So they were all on computers, and we had not predicted that. And they were like, that first meet is so darn uncomfortable because we know about them, but we don't really know how to start it off. So we developed a packet to help those bigs start it off. And so honestly, I can tell you that no matter what skill level you are or what you have going on in your life, if you'll give us that time, we'll make it work for you.
Absolutely.
And it is okay to say, I don't want that little. I mean, when we describe a little to you, if you're like, that's not really for me, then we ask you about another little, you know. So it's really a program designed for bigs,
yeah,
as well as littles.
Absolutely. Well, and that is a good thing if there's whatever comes up that the two can't be together, they don't want that little doesn't like the big and stuff. we can always make changes and switch things around then.
We can. We try to be more careful on the upfront because our goal is to have our matches last 1 year.
Yeah.
We feel like if the research has indicated that if the match does not last 1 year, it really has not benefited the child. So when we do understand military deployments and stuff like that and PS and permanent duty changes, but we try to make sure we've done enough upfront work that there's not a, that hardly any of them need to close after they've started because of just not really getting together and liking each other.
Right.
I will say that we've done a couple of trials. So like if somebody says, well, I'm not sure, but I would like to try it, then we've put them together on a, without us doing all our paperwork and stuff, we've gone and put them together as a match and let them try it a couple of times to see if they like it and if it's going to work, and then we make them into the match. So we can do some preempt work like that, but we really try not to close a bunch of matches because one of the things we're measured on is children served.
Right.
And any child that's in a match is considered a child that served. So if we close a lot of matches, it really makes that number not really be very accurate. Because if we serve them for 3 days, they go into that, you know, research and data, they go into that number as children served.
Right.
But if we serve them 3 days, did we really do anything?
Right.
No.
Right.
So we really try to limit how many matches we close unless there is extenuating circumstances, the big moves away, the little's family moves away. You know, that's the majority of the reasons that we close matches here in Otero. And I'm not saying that there's never a mistake.
Right.
Sometimes we get a match together that's not good, and we don't force them to stay together.
Right.
But we certainly do try to do enough preemptive work to make sure that, hey, this looks like it's going to be successful.
Right. And that's all important because you'll have less chances of a closed relationship and stuff, and people can move on. You mentioned something there at the beginning, littles. It's about the littles. No need for bigs if you don't have the littles. And so we really need to get littles and parents of those littles to get interested in this program as well.
Right. One of the things that we will be doing pretty soon is talking to our school-based matches and asking the teachers primarily, are there any of you that have kids that you think that they've been successful in a site-based match, but you think they need more? And if they say yes, then we'll keep them in two matches. They'll be in their site-based match still, but they might add a community-based match for that student. And so that will help us gather up some numbers for our community-based program. But right now, we're going to make 8 matches tomorrow in Tularosa. We have 2 to make up in Cloudcroft.
Fantastic.
And so that's 10 more. We have 4 that we're making over at Yucca, between Yucca and the Alamogordo High School. And so we're working. But when those matches get done, if we don't get more bigs and littles, then we're kind of like, okay, shaking the trees to find them. So if you have a kiddo, and it used to be that if you were going to be in Big Brothers Big Sisters, there was kind of a stigma that it was only at-risk kids. You know, you had to come from a single-parent home. You had to have a parent in prison, or you had to have some dramatic, traumatic thing happening in your lives. We don't feel that way. Big Brothers Big Sisters has really taken a turn, and not just here in Otero, but nationally. This says that, you know what, all kids can use an extra supporting, caring adult in their lives, no matter what your family status is. So if you're a two-parent home, and sometimes parents will tell me, Mike, well, I don't want to take up the spot that another little would be, that really needs this program,
right,
could be taken. Trust me, that doesn't happen.
Right.
We need, I mean, my goal is to match 1,000 kids, and we have like 227 matched. My goal is to match about 1,000 kids. So your kid's not going to take the place of somebody that really, truly needs it. So don't, I mean, that's another misnomer, that I don't want to put my kid in the program because I feel like I'll be taking someone else's spot. We have mentors that only want to work with kids that are very stable.
Right.
We have mentors that only want to work with kids that are really high functioning, and they're even on toward the gifted spectrum.
Right.
You know, so we have all kinds of mentors that are looking for all kinds of different types of kids. So we can't have just one population that sends us their children. So, I mean, please reach out. My phone number is 575-708-0716. When I'm not in a situation like I am right now, my phone is on me. If you can't get me, it rings and I don't answer, then text me. And then that text will be right there for me to return as the minute I have a free moment. Mm-hmm. We are located at 906 Virginia. That's right across the street from Bank 34. Mm-hmm. Our typical hours are 9 to 3:30. That I say typical because this morning I was there at 6:15. And sometimes I'm there till 5 o'clock at night. So just know that we're always there by appointment too.
Yeah.
So if you tell me, hey, I'm in the military and I really need to meet someone in the morning at 6:45, I'm going to be there at 6:45.
Right.
So there's always appointment, but our posted hours are 9 to 3:30. I cannot think of one time in the last 2.5 years I haven't been there before 8. Mm-hmm. So I can promise you, you could come at 7:30. I have one worker that comes in at 7, but right now he's got COVID, so he's out. I don't want to change our hours to 7 because some mornings I'm not quite there. I think the earliest, the latest I've been typically is 7:15. So, but you can come and see us in person. We'll help you with the application process. We'll answer any questions you have. Call. We can do a lot through email. We can do a lot over the phone. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to help get involved in this program.
Absolutely. And so with all of that, now what's the next thing coming up for Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
Okay, so our big thing that's coming up is our Bowl for Kids Sake. Mm-hmm. So that is Big Brothers Big Sisters' largest fundraiser of the year. You know, we've talked about having like an Applebee's fundraiser where we get 15% of people that show our flyer. Okay, we have those mini fundraisers like that that we do, but this is the only fundraiser that we really go out and ask for big money to help support our matches. And what this helps us do is there are certain, we do get federal grants, but there are certain matches that federal grants do not pay for.
Right.
They don't pay for a kindergartner.
Right.
They don't pay for a 14-year-old high school big.
Right.
You know, there's they will not pay for a match that is, if they're matched with certain ages, they won't pay for matches. So they won't pay for fingerprints. They won't pay for background checks. So everything that we do is not covered by our federal and state grants. Mm-hmm. And so this is our opportunity to get money to help us be able to say yes to every kid that wants a match and not say, well, you're excluded because we can't pay for you, so to speak. And so it's going to be held on April 22nd out at Rocket City. I have a verbal confirmation of that right now. I do not have a contract yet in my hand, but I'm moving forward with the verbal contract that said that they've said yes. April 22nd, we're recruiting right now for corporate sponsors, always team captains to lead a team and do some fundraising for us. And we're also looking for individual donors always. So we've sent out a bunch of corporate packages. So if you're a corporation, be looking in your mailbox, because if you've donated to us before, then you get another one. We just automatically assume you're going to want to do it again. Mm-hmm. And we send you everything you need through the mail.
Right.
So be watching for that large manila envelope from us. And what we love is when you send it right back with your pledge, because then we can count on, okay, this is where we're at right now. And I will tell you, Mike, we're at about $5,000 right now.
Oh,
and we just started.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, we just sent the corporate packets out about 2 weeks ago. So we're at $5,000, a little over $5,000 right now. And our goal, and I want to tell you, last year we raised $45,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Our goal was $25,000, and we raised $45,000.
Right.
And everybody said, well, does that mean that Albuquerque will raise your goal to $45,000 since you made $45,000? Well, I thought in my heart of hearts, I thought probably, because that's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can make $45,000, why am I going to give you a goal of $25,000? Mm-hmm. But we get kudos and bonuses if we make our goals. Mm. So they set our goal again this year for $25,000.
Wow.
But I asked them to put on our website that we wanted to earn $45,000.
Right.
So because I personally think if we earned $45,000 last year, I think of what Thrive did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know what? If there was $45,000 out there last year, there's probably 50 this year. But I'm shooting for 45 again.
Right.
To see if we can get it 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But our goal set by Albuquerque is 25,000, and I will constantly reiterate that so that people know. But you know, and I know you know this, Mike, Alamogordo and the surrounding areas is so, so generous.
Yeah.
And one thing that we haven't done in the past is we haven't reached out. And when I say in the past, I'm always talking about my reign. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about something that Big Brothers Big Sisters might have done 10 years ago. Right. But since I've been here, we've never reached out to Tularosa businesses or Cloudcroft businesses because we haven't had matches in those communities. And I don't think it's fair to ask them to help us support Alamogordo's matches.
Right.
But now we do have matches in both Tularosa and Cloudcroft.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, if you're listening and you're in those vicinities, we're going to be reaching out and asking for your support also, because we are growing your programs in your communities as well.
Right, yeah. So, sounds great. Well, I tell you, a fast time here and stuff. So, again, Brenda, if people are interested, how do they get a hold of you?
My phone number is 575-708-0716.
All right, sounds good. Big brothers and big sisters need littles because it's about the littles, and we need bigs so they can help the littles. So, Brenda, we'll be looking forward to talking to you again next month and talking more about Bowl for Kids' Sake as we're in the new year and we're starting to get close to it.
Yep, and I'll bring some facts and figures as far as where we're at and who's been donating. Yeah. So if you want to hear your name on your business name all through the whole campaign, then if you donate early, then I'm able to do that each time I come. So
there you go. Sounds good. Big brothers and big sisters of Otero County, check them out.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.